Are we good to go?
Yeah.
My levels are good.
Levels are good. Let me just see if I can play the intro thing so that the edit's nice. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. All right, Monday. Oh, shit. Yeah. Monday, Minnesota. This is G-Money.
And the Young Red here.
I'm just trying to be lazy here, bruv. Like, confusing myself. Let me just do that again, by the way, just to make sure that we're nice. Back in your face for the Monday, Minnesota. Ah, come on.
G, how's everything working out on your end?
Again?
How's things working out on your end, bro?
Wait. Bang! Back in your face. It is the Monday, Minnesota. My name is G-Money.
And the Young.
And Big C.
Wagwan, guys. You guys good?
Bro. Yeah, man. We're good.
Man, I just feel like this Monday needs to be fun. Like, I've had a very relaxed day. I've been in the house all day. Haven't done nothing. Eaten some good food. I just feel like today's edition needs to be stupid. So we leave it in Calvin's hands.
First and foremost, I'm glad I'm actually walking. This could have been a different kind of Monday, to be honest.
What happened? You fell off the bike.
No. I've not even got it.
Let me guess,
that.
Off the skateboard.
No.
What?
In the shower?
Bruh. Friday afternoon, right? So we had like I worked from the office, the other office on Friday. So later on, guys were like, all right, let's just all congregate by the bar, chill, have a good time, you know, nice and easy, because we haven't seen each other in a long time. All right, so I'm just over there catching up with a colleague and having a drink, and I happened to be stepping on a place that I didn't realize was a manhole.
Oh wow, did you fall into the manhole?
Boom! Thing gives in, bah! Fell straight in. And here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Imagine this thing was actually empty. No shit or any of that kind of stuff.
No, that's
but I went straight in
right
to
down.
A manhole.
Yeah.
Right down. And let me tell you this. My whole height was not even the bottom of it. Because guys now started holding me, bruv. Mm. And I was just like, oh. But the beautiful thing is, The beautiful thing is this, right? So I Ubered home after that. Mm. And all I remember doing is waking up, because I was still in the jeans that I was wearing the day before. Mm. And I asked myself, what happened?
Well,
what happened?
The question,
and I kept wondering.
Wait, how sauced were you, bro?
The question I'd like to ask is,
I was not that sauced.
The question I'd like to ask is this the only time you've ever fallen into a hole that was a bit too big? I'd like to ask, is this the first time you're falling into a hole where someone's had to come and help you out?
I was literally submerged.
Oh, man.
But you know what? Like, yeah. I'm actually very, very lucky, because right below me was like a pipe or something, a metal pipe.
Oh, wow.
So had I hit it differently, things would have been different.
So,
man. Or had I not elongated my hands out.
Okay, so.
Had I not elongated my hands out, I'd have gone straight in.
So
imagine me drowning.
So just so that we're clear, right? This is a hole that was probably bigger than you expected. And also, it's a good thing you didn't lay the pipe.
And you didn't get piped, bro. The pipe was waiting for you at the bottom, bro.
We're stupid. I don't think we need any more.
Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. It's a good thing. It's a good thing my name is actually Big C, because I actually didn't go through the whole hole.
Boom, boom. And that's the end of today's Monday, Minnesota. This is BG Money. Oh, man. Yo, crazy, crazy week, though. Shout going out to everyone in Nigeria. They've had demonstrations in Nigeria about the police, which, you know, it's really funny about that. Well, not funny. What's interesting to me about that is this is a youth movement in West Africa. Like, the guys are fed up with the police treatment. I'm just wondering how long it's going to take before guys across the entire continent begin to say, you know what, we've had enough as well. Because usually when you have these demonstrations, my name is angry for like 2-3 days and then we go back to FIFA and PlayStation and Wolf. But these guys, the president himself has had to come out and say, okay, Sawa, I get it. We are disbanding this police unit. It's nuts.
Yeah, and it's something that they've been trying to do since when 2017 or so. Like, it's been such a long time. And as you're saying, G, you're at it one day and then the next day it's like people forget because man forgets really quickly. But this time round, yo, banning SARS or disbanding SARS, that seems like something long term. And as I'm saying, it's the beginning of everything else that's to come. This is just the beginning point. But the thing that, okay, this is just like a side note. Because apparently them guys at SARS have been attacking people who they think look like crooks.
Yeah.
AKA your hair, you know, how you're looking like. So someone like Rema, shout out to Rema. Rema had to shave his dreads, bro.
Really?
Rema shaved his... Yeah.
He shaved his dreads, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was connected to this thing.
It was in support because this is like if they're profiling people.
They've got an arm of the police that's called SARS on the SARS in Nigeria.
Yeah, it's just like
the special anti-robbery squad.
Anti-robbery squad. Yeah,
yeah.
No wonder they have a producer who used to say SARS on the beat. SARS on the beat. Yeah, something.
Like that. Yo, you're an asshole. You're a fucking asshole. You're an asshole.
I was just waiting to drop that.
Wow. Oh, wow. We were doing so well.
We were so conscientious.
While I'm thinking about that, I've rehearsed this joke since Saturday. Yo, I've rehearsed this joke since Saturday. I've got to tell you this. Sorry. I've rehearsed this joke since Saturday. So, let me tell you this. When you date a Somali chick, what's the one thing you guys have to do when you're role playing?
Wow. I
have a feeling this is so dumb.
No idea, or I have no idea.
Ask that again, Calvin.
When you date a Somali chick, you have to do you have to role play. What kind of ideas would you role play if you're dating a Somali chick?
I don't know, chewing the cat.
Oh, shit. Smoking some shisha.
No, I don't know about this. Yo, you have to actually play the movie. You have to play role the movie Captain Phillips, and she has to tell you, "I'm the captain now."
Oh my god,
bro! Do you know what we need? We need an episode of this podcast with just bad jokes. Like, you know. By the way, I don't know any jokes. You know, like Calvin. I'm not Andy. Do you have any bad jokes?
No, I'm not set up like that, bro. Not now.
Do we need to call Michael Shearer and Kerry Martin from Homeboys?
Actually, if you call them, you'll get bad jokes off the bat. Trust me, even before they pick up the phone.
Yeah, you will.
Bro.
Bad jokes. Yeah, so SARS on the beat. They've been out there beating up people.
That story died, bro. That story died.
Yeah, you killed it, bro. We moved on.
So how you guys feeling about this new declaration by the NMS that we're going to have to spare a day, a month, to clean up Nairobi?
Nairobi.
I saw that story. The Nairobi Metropolitan Service wants each citizen to spend one day a month helping to clean up Nairobi. Do you know what? Let me tell you. Like, that is a ripoff of what happens in Rwanda. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Rwanda's been doing it so long. And we've had so many benchmarking trips to Kigali over the last 10 years. I'm just glad they've come up with an idea, bruv. Like, I mean, personally, it's nuts because the difference between here and Rwanda is, to a certain extent, services are working in Rwanda in terms of the basics, you know what I'm trying to say? But I can't see Slay Queen Paula from Roy Sambu leaving her house on a Saturday morning to go and clean anywhere in Nairobi. I can't see Slay King Kevin to leaving whoever's house he is on a Saturday morning to go clean up nowhere. So it's just one of
those. First of all, it can't be a weekend, bro. It can't be a weekend. It has to be a weekday, bro. So you can't touch Kenyans weekend.
Time? Who's got time on a weekday to go and clean up nowhere?
See, once it's gazetted, then everyone will be released from Jobo. Like, hey, you have half the day. Bro. Go clean up.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this. This guy is just, he works way too much. This general from the army who's running Nairobi NMS, he's just extra. He's just coming the other day. He's already sunk, I think, 60 boreholes. He's erected 18 kilometers of pipes. Bro, like what kind of KPIs does he have? Now he wants to throw us in to cleaning up Nairobi. Bro, they got you to clean up Nairobi.
Hold on. Tell me what he's done before. He's built 60 boreholes.
So it's something to do about 60 something boreholes. No, he sunk them.
I'm trying to get the analogy here. So he sunk boreholes, laid the pipe, and now he wants to clean up.
And after, it's too much. Stop. So this guy is actually, but I like what he's doing, because these are some of the basic things that we needed in Nairobi.
Right.
You get, when he came in, remember the article that you sent me where he told the guys, I want to find out why some parts of Nairobi never get water.
Right.
And they found that there were mattresses that had been stuffed in pipes for years, so that these guys who drive around with the water, what do you call them? The water bowsers.
Yeah,
keep selling water. Mm. So it's
fam, business. This guy,
and you know, nobody can fuck with him. He's a military guy, bruv.
You know, I love
to see it, bro.
Well, I mean, anything that improves the city, I'm here for it. Now, do you know what I've learned over the last week, bruh?
Mm.
In case you didn't know, I can tell you categorically, Nairobians are impatient. Kenyans are impatient, bruv. So, you know that we launched the merchandise on Friday.
Yeah,
the merchandise for the podcast. Yeah, so we've launched the merchandise for the podcast. The mics are open. You go to the mics are open podcast.com. You make your order, bruh. Let me tell you, fam, the time between someone placing their order and being up in the Instagram DMs, when am I getting my flask, bro? It's literally 3 seconds.
I swear. I swear.
No.
I got a text like a couple of minutes ago, bro. Like, someone's asking me, where's my flask at, bro? I'm like, I'm not the one who sold it to you.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, man. Absolutely nuts. I'm telling you, bro.
But you know what? There's also the other people who are in my messages like, yo, where's my t-shirt? Where's my bottle of water? Like, fam. We gave you guys the site so that you guys can go buy. Like, how do you do it? I see this shit on Twitter every day. Support your what? People's businesses. This is it right here.
Wow, that's nuts. Absolutely. But yeah, if you have made your order, it takes between 3 to 5 working days. And the bulk of the orders are going to be done. The ones that have come through so far, the bulk of them are going to be done tomorrow.
I've just seen an event poster. The event is actually called Strokes and Sips. My God.
Oh, wow. Yo, you mind sharing the deets?
Strokes and Sips. No. I'm not trying to plug them, but since it's actually something I just saw on Twitter, bruh, it's an event where people will get to stroke it up in terms of paint.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and all those kinds of strokes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Speaking of social media, yo, tell me, you have seen Offset and the antics, guys. Offset. Tell me you've seen Offset and the antics, bro.
Offset.
So.
Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, so Cardi B's birthday was just the other day. And yo, she's young, bro. She just turned 28. And we all know that Cardi B said very clearly that she is getting divorced, you know, and that she's divorcing Offset. And yeah, we agreed and we're like, okay, let's move on with life. But Offset, yo, this man doesn't give up easily. Man erected a whole billboard for the babe.
Right.
And then on the very day of the birthday, surprised her with a goddamn Rolls Royce. And they partied together. They were catching wines together, kissing together and all that. Yo, we need to go big, bro. Bruh, we need to go big with these things.
Offset playing straight from the future book of toxicity. Fam, listen. But by the way, you know what? You know, yeah, like end of the day, more power to him. I say more power to him. Yeah, more power to him. Like,
let the man win, bro.
More power to him.
Let the man win.
Let him twiddle up her head a little bit, confuse her. Let more power to him.
Yo, but on the real though,
why is Offset?
Why would you say that, bro?
Bro, as in, this is the same thing he does, bro. If you're going to stick to something, if you're going to be out there cheating, cheat the whole fucking way. Every time you're out on stage, giving her flowers, telling her I'm sorry, raiding her concert. Now it's her birthday. Bro, as in... Then again, he's been consistent.
But he didn't cheat this time round, bro.
Over the top.
No.
What do you mean he
didn't cheat this time round? Cardi B said that she is divorcing him because she doesn't want to get into a similar situation. The man didn't cheat. She made that very clear.
So why the fuck did they get married in the first place?
Because they love each other.
Ah, shut up.
This kind of love and...
No. You asked why they got married, bro. You asked why they got married. This is something that they have been through before.
Listen.
First time, yeah, there were allegations.
Yeah. You've seen people talk about divorce and everything, bro. But now all of this kind of stuff where we just went on Offset's Instagram and saw all that madness. What is that?
Oh, yeah.
No,
we should be asking Cardi B that question, bro.
It was at this point that I was reading my emails where you lot were talking about Offset and Cardi B, because if you think I'm going to spend time, end of the day, like, I know everyone's talking about it and stuff, but fam, ain't you tired of celebrity like gossip and shit? Like, hasn't it figured a point? Maybe it's just me. I just actually don't actually care.
Okay. Let me see if this will change your mind, Z. When I was looking at this whole situation, I was just thinking about one thing. Us guys, leave Offset and celebrities alone. Us guys, yeah? Are we this big with gestures when you're trying to win back our women? Or do we go like, it's never that serious?
It's never that serious. Fam, I watched
the
I watched the podcast yesterday, right? Now, when you're young, like, as in, I guess, I'd say young is anywhere between 18 and 25. After that, you're old, right? As far as I'm concerned, not old, but like you should know better, right? Fam, between 18 and 25, you can do stupid shit. Like you can cry over a chick. You can do You can do all your best. Like, you know, I thought you were going to be together forever and all that shit. Get your
that's
name
not stupid,
tattooed
bro.
And all that nonsense. Between the ages of 18 or even 17 to 25, yeah? But once you get past 25, 26, man ain't got time. If you've still got time for that shit, who are you? Who is your father? Like, obviously, he ain't brought you up right. You get
Let me tell you, I'm with G on this one, bro. That is when you start reading from the book of Gucci Mane. Miss one, next one, coming.
Yeah, damn. Fam, Future has given us the playbook.
Like, how many albums?
You watch the playbook.
How many mixtapes?
The playbook on Netflix, showing you different coaches and different strategies they have.
Yeah, fam, I know.
Fam, do you think that Future's pen has been put to waste over all these albums,
bruv?
Fucking hell, bruv.
Future, no one has so many mixtapes and albums like Future. Toxic masculinity.
If you loved
her the whole way.
If you loved her that much, and love ain't a bad thing, but if you loved her that much, Andy, you wouldn't have fucked up in the first place.
No,
but let me tell you this.
Okay, G, no, this is the thing. People do things. That's a fact. People will cheat. But she decided to take him back.
Yeah.
It was all her choice, bro.
Fam.
But right now, Offset didn't cheat again. But she said that she wants to get a divorce just so that she avoids a similar situation. She didn't want to find herself in the same situation, bro. And that's why Offset is out here with this big gestures, man. He has a whole family to think about.
I'm not even going to lie to you, bro. They've probably got an album coming. Like, simple as that. They've probably got an album.
Let me tell
you
this.
Andy, let me tell you this as well. Huh? There's nothing in this world which is as immaculate as a woman who knows she's not getting back with you. As in, she could show you how, she wants to dance with you. But at the back of her head, she knows, I am not getting back with this nigga. And you're just out there like, oh my God, maybe I think I'm doing something right. But she knows she ain't. Offset is the
one. But let me ask you something, Calvin. No, how would you know? How would you know, bro?
Bro,
you have to try it, and then if it doesn't work, you go like, I tried it.
She already went out and told the world, I want to get a divorce. What you've been preaching for the last how long? 15 minutes. Bruh, all of this is nonsense. Offset should have been the one who took the high road. Send her the gift. chill the fuck out where you are. You guys have a kid. Tell her, oh, let me come pick the baby this weekend. You and your girls can riot. You get big gestures like that. What is this nonsense?
Okay.
You're out there showing the whole world that you're pussy whooped, huh? Rubbish.
You're rubbish. There's nothing wrong with that, bro. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with expressing your love for your loved ones, man. Fam, nothing wrong with that.
Does love even exist anymore?
I'm here for the antics. I'm here for the gestures, bro. Bruh.
And Andy, have you ever been heartbroken?
Yes, I have, bro. Yes, I have.
More than once?
Yes.
Then you're a fucking idiot then, aren't you?
Why? what makes me an idiot?
It happened more than once. You're a fucking idiot.
Well, then I'll be the idiot, bro. It's fine. I'll be the idiot. Let me eat it up. It's cool. I'm living life, bro. I'm loving. And I'm loving hard.
Yeah? Well, let me tell you, fam.
Yeah, tell me.
Enjoy your fucking heartbreaks, like, regularly. I hope you have them like clockwork, like a woman's period. At least once a fucking month, bro.
Jesus Christ.
The Bible said no weapons formed against me shall prosper.
It's fine, man. It's fine. It's fine. You know what I mean? Like, end of the day.
That was so bileful. Jeez.
No, all right. Let me pull that back in. My thing about it is this, yeah. It's like, like I said to you earlier about doing stupid shit between certain ages, bro. Heartbreak. Nobody got time for that, bruv.
Why not?
Yeah. Fuck.
G, I think you're afraid of love, G.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And I think you're afraid to love. Yes. I'm calling it as it is. If you're afraid of heartbreaks, you're afraid of love, bro.
Do you know what I'm afraid of?
I said it.
I'm afraid of your stupid right shit. How can I be afraid of love?
Oh, you ain't got nothing to say now. Oh.
Say to you, how could I be afraid of love? Like, in what sense? Of course not. I'm not scared of heartbreak. I've been heartbroken before. I'm just not bothered.
How many times?
I'm just not bothered.
How many times?
That's irrelevant, bruv.
No, it's not right. You asked me the same question and I answered truthfully,
Andy,
bro.
Andy, let me tell you
something.
You want to
plead the fifth?
Andy, let me tell you this, right? You need
to remember
something in life. The absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence. Always, always. Always know that. So.
Oh, G, I see you hired an attorney. I see you, G. It's fine.
Yeah, you leave
it's
me.
It's all good, man.
Listen, you know what?
You brought your lawyer to the podcast. It's cool.
Bible says, bring the children unto me. Isn't the Bible says Jesus said, suffer ye not the little children, bring the children unto me. He said, that's what the Bible says, right? And as in the famous words of ODB, the late Old Dirty Bastard, bad boy are cool, but Wu-Tang is for the kids. Yeah.
True.
Now, what I've just said means absolutely nothing. But basically, I'm just here to save people heartbreak.
These things are inevitable, bro. Heartbreaks are damn inevitable. They're coming.
You also have to remember, the Bible says, first get rid of the log in your own eye, and you will be able to see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye.
Wow.
So, when you get heartbroken, you first deal with your own shit before you're out there being. What do you call them?
Listen,
those guys who wear those checkered shirts.
This is why Calvin and I have survived on the radio for the last, 7 years? Because he gets me. wait.
It sounds like a happy marriage, bro.
Wait.
It sounds like a happy marriage.
And it was at this moment I queued up this song. Yo, Whitney was a bad gal, you know.
Hey.
Yeah, enough of that. Heartbreak Hotel. That's the name of the podcast, by the way.
But man,
Heartbreak Hotel.
Hey, that.
But yeah,
that song was...
end of the day, Andy. Like I'm saying, man, just enjoy your heartbreak, bro.
Well, they're not fun, but if they come, they come.
But also, Andy, you know, you can just decide to just, you know,
be a bastard,
be a terrorist out here. Yeah,
Andy, you know what?
Why?
By the way,
why?
By the way, no, serious, right? If you wanted to terrorize, like, like Nairobi, like to become like a pum pum wrecker across Nairobi. Do you know you could do it so easily?
Pum pum wrecker. Okay, how so?
Fam, do you like
see me after class?
Yeah. Welcome to the podcast. Yeah, exactly. Like,
No, I'm asking you now. I'm asking you now, bro. This is after class. Why? Wagwan?
Don't you think you attract a lot of female attention on the podcast? Think about it. You think about it. Calvin belongs to the streets. I'm old.
And they want him too.
I'm old as fuck. You.
What?
Are right in that sweet spot.
No, Andy, at least you remember their names. That's good enough.
Yeah. Get.
Yo, Calvin, but they're asking for you out here, bro. Calvin, just know they're asking for you out here. They ain't asking for me.
And before we end this podcast, yo, Andy, what the fuck is wrong with you? So last week, Andy goes into our WhatsApp group with like an emergency. It's like Nelson Mandela's been released from jail all over again. Mm. He's like, yo, is it just me or the filters on Instagram are not working?
Bruh, I saw that message. Like, so to give context, we have a WhatsApp group where the various components and the mics are open, and the Monday Minisode, we all talk about content and stuff. It must have been late in the evening. There's a message come through. Is it just me or is it the filters on Instagram are not working? From Andy.
Bruh, do you know how frustrated I was? Do you know why? Hold up. There's this thing I do called the Millennial Wise Words, and I record them using a specific filter on IG stories, yeah? So that specific day, I'm opening up my app and scrolling through the filters so that I can get it and do my wise words. And that filter and a couple of other filters, I couldn't use. And Instagram was telling me it's because of my device. Like, I can't use this on my device. So I was just wondering whether it's me, they want me to upgrade or...
But
yeah, we get it.
The first line of that song is,
"Bruh, are you telling me that
you said you'd be here by 9?
You telling me that we just spent like fucking 1.5 minutes listening to you talking about the fact that you couldn't use your Instagram filters?"
Yes, and we blame Calvin because Calvin is the one who brought it up. Thank you.
Because you see, that actually, that's a very interesting conversation. Because for me, I couldn't really give a fuck about them. You know what I mean?
Bruh, the pain behind your message had me so worried, bruv.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I felt bad because Zio was like, you know, the rest of us, are, like, we have actual problems. And I was like, damn, maybe I was insensitive. But still, it's bugging me, bro.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, some of us have real problems.
Oh, wow. I
was like, damn. I'm such a today was a bad day to vent, man.
I really said that.
But also
Andy, you see, you're wrong. Target audience, bro. You should have asked that to Ashley and them lot. Now ask guys, Wazehu Kumbuka FC. How we even got to...
Wow.
See, because you're tech savvy. Wagwan.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
But target audience, how you put those butterflies and all of that shit. Bro, I don't know.
Bro, do you know, I've got a confession to make, right? I'm supposedly tech savvy, right? Do you know what I don't know how to use?
What?
I don't know how to use TikTok.
Because you hate TikTok.
Or Reels.
You hate TikTok, bro. Or you don't know how to use it.
And you know but, what? I don't feel like I don't feel like my life has changed significantly.
But I was talking to people, and the one thing that people have admitted to, there's a level of addiction that Instagram can give, but TikTok actually gives you way more. Because those small clips are so many, and you can spend hours on end. Bro, I was talking to my friend Ricky. Homie only listens to KRS-One, Wu-Tang, and, you know, like Smith and Wesson.
Proper hip-hop.
And he was like... Bro, but I be on TikTok, man. Like, spending hours.
Wow.
So you can see, like, all those cut videos, all these dancey things. Bro, it's. And also, it's crazy, like, I was reading something about some ad that won some major accolades. Bro, all they did is they actually just dropped it on TikTok. Nothing complicated.
Yeah, it's nuts, bro. That's why Trump wanted to ban it, man. Because once the Democrats get hold of TikTok, it's a wrap.
It's game over, man.
Trump is a nuts madman. Anyway, guys, listen, that's it, fam. Thursday. By the way, Thursday, we got a crazy pod. There's like the Monday Minnesota is just for us to really vent and talk about our weekend. But the Thursday one, we got some killer stories for Thursday. So, and Calvin, when is the Wednesday edition starting?
We're going to pull it off from next week.
Fam. So just so you guys
next week.
The Wednesday episode is primarily Calvin. He says it's pulling off from next week. So can you please write on SoundCloud and write on CastBox if you get to next week Thursday and the Wednesday episode is not there. Also, thank you very much for everyone who reviews and rates the podcast. By the way, I found so many reviews and ratings on Apple Music the other day. I didn't really even realize you could do that.
Been there.
So shout out to all the people on Apple Music, all the people on CastBox, all the people on Google Podcasts. And also, please go and subscribe to us on YouTube. Subscribe to us here, wherever you're listening to us. And you know what? Just thank you for making us the biggest podcast in Nairobi. In Kenya.
Yo, man. Blessings. Yo, Z, before we sign out, I want to give a quick shout out to this guy called Dan. He commented on the last episode we dropped on SoundCloud. And this is what he said. He said, like, guys, my phone got snatched in a mat as I was plugging in my earphones to listen to you. I am now phoneless, and my biggest worry, apart from conducting my business, is catching up with your episodes. That's becoming a nuisance to my friend, because I keep asking to use his laptop. Anyway, the podcast is always a good listen. Keep up the good work.
Tell Dan to holler at us. Dan, holler at us on Instagram. Let's sort you out something. You know what I mean? Like, you're loyal.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Dan, just holler at us and we're going to sort you out something. Might not buy you a new phone, but we're going to sort you out something.
Redeem bonga points. We can do that.
Yeah, I gave away my bonga points, bro. But yeah, Dan, holler at us. Let's see if we can get you back with a phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah bro. All
you right, know man. What would be pretty dope?
Ask again?
If we did a deal with Apple and we got like the mics are open edition phones. Mm. Oh my God. Futuristic business. That's
futuristic business. But we're in Kenya, so the closest we're going to get is the mics are open phone covers. Oh man, listen, this has been the Monday Minnesota. Guys, catch up with you guys. Of course, y'all know that we record remotely on Monday, so catch up with you guys in a week, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Sure. All right, bless up.
Adios.
Start trying to do this shit live, like this.
Time to watch this shit.
Pow, I did it. All right, guys, let me get this edited.